USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump says some states are going ahead with plans to at least partly reopen things during the coronavirus pandemic.
Montana will begin lifting restrictions on Friday. Ohio, North Dakota, and Idaho have advised non-essential businesses to prepare for a phased opening starting May 1st.
Health experts say moving too quickly could cost lives. They're asking for a lot more testing to be done around the country so they can get a better idea where the disease hot spots are or will be. Florida is among the states trying to get back to business. Governor Ron DeSantis is looking at the closed schools.
We spoke with a lot of folks throughout the state. There was some differing opinions. Some parents were not interested in their kids going back. Some others, it's been tough around the house. They would have liked to have seen them go back.
This is USA Radio News.
So I don't know if you saw this, but there was just this big study about anxiety among us. Really interesting in this study about what can keep us up at night. One of the top stressors out of all the things to worry about is paying for health care. A huge majority of us say we're worried about that. It's totally understandable, but there's an affordable alternative to health insurance. It's MediShare. It's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and it has worked beautifully for more than 25 years. And not only do people save lots of money, they get access to a huge network of doctors. They get to take advantage of 24/7 live access online where they can talk to a doctor and even get prescriptions. And of course, there is the savings. With MediShare, the typical family saves $500 a month. That can help you sleep easier too. There's a lot to love about it. No wonder it's grown so much. Here is the number to find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The U.S. Surgeon General says reopening the country in phases is the best way to go. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the story.
Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott issued three executive orders on Friday that outline how the state will reopen amid the coronavirus pandemic. The governor says the state will reopen in phases, and according to Surgeon General Dr. Jerome Adams, that's exactly what the White House is hoping for.
President was clear yesterday on the phone call with governors, and I was on this call, that we are not going to tell these states they're open. It's got to be at a comfort level with the governors, with their health care systems and their public health systems, and with the people of their state. So just to be honest with you, I don't want to say a state is ready because I don't want to put them on the spot, and I don't want to say a number of states are ready. The thing I'm most concerned about as a public health professional is that I want to make sure each of these states is looking at their public health capacity and understands that they've got testing in place and that they've got the ability to contact trace.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Joe Biden campaign is asking the DNC to allow Bernie Sanders to keep some of his convention delegates. With that story, here's USA Radio's John Hunt.
Seeking to avoid the bitter feelings that marred the 2016 Democratic convention, Joe Biden's campaign is angling to allow Bernie Sanders to keep some of the delegates he would otherwise forfeit by dropping out of the presidential race. Under a strict application of party rules, Sanders should lose about a third of the delegates he's won in primaries and caucuses as the process moves ahead and states select the actual people who will attend the Democratic National Convention. The rules say those delegates should become Biden supporters as he is the only candidate still actively seeking the party's nomination. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
A pandemic model used by the White House suggests it may be a while before parts of the country can reopen. The Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation said the estimates assume that when social distancing policies are eased, the actions will occur in conjunction with public health containment strategies, such as widespread testing and contact tracing. The model suggests the earliest some states may open is early to mid-May. This includes states like Montana, Hawaii, and New Hampshire. States like Connecticut and New York, with high numbers of cases, could open late May, early June. The model also shows that some states may have to wait all the way until June 8th or later. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy.